A poll out today from Quinnipiac University shows Newt Gingrich continuing to lead Mitt Romney by 4 percentage points nationally, which means he gets to be the pinata in tonight's presidential debate in Washington, D.C. We remember Texas Governor Rick Perry said he felt like one when he was knocked off first place. Although it's President Obama who's been taking most of the hits from the Republican candidates. And tonight, Mr. Obama makes his first appearance in New Hampshire in 2 years to argue for the extension of his payroll tax cut as Mitt Romney unveils his first television ad in New Hampshire, which criticizes the president. The first caucus is January 3rd in Iowa. New Hampshire's primary is January 10th. So let's just take a look at where we are with Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today. Susan, just quickly first, your thoughts on Newt Gingrich's rise. His critics say this was a book tour and suddenly a presidential campaign broke out. How are your thoughts?
Well, you know, he has really come out of nowhere. In the surveys we took in the USA Today Gallup poll in the summer, he was at 3%, which is below the margin of error of the survey. Now he's leading our new poll that came out on Monday. And what's happened is there's clearly a search for an alternative to Mitt Romney, and I think Republican voters of a more conservative persuasion tried Rick Perry, they tried Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, just to see one after the other rise and then fall, crash back under the ground. Now it's Newt Gingrich's turn, and I think the question is, can he sustain this surge of support he's seen?
Well, it could be, the appeal could be how well he has done in the debates, very professorial. And we read, he once described his role in American life this way. This is a quote. Primary mission, advocate of civilization, definer of civilization, teacher of the rules of civilization, arouser of those who fan civilization, leader, possibly, of the civilizing forces. This was from a document in the 1997 Ethics Committee investigation against him. You spoke with him this week. How does he describe himself?
So he doesn't lack for self-esteem. We see that in the quotes he read. And in fact, when I interviewed him, he was campaigning in Florida, and I had sat down with him for an interview. I asked him if his campaign was like that of some previous campaign, thinking he would name something that was of modern vintage. And he said he thought he was most like Thomas Jefferson in 1800. So he clearly sees himself in a big way, and he. This campaign, it's as though it's been designed for him, because unlike some campaigns that have been driven by local organizations in Iowa and New Hampshire or by smart TV ads, this campaign has really been driven by this series of debates, and it's been a forum made for Newt Gingrich.
Well, his entire staff quit at one point. We've mentioned this several times when he went off on a cruise, instead of campaigning. And so some would say he'd been caught flat-footed, that he really was selling books and the films that he and his current wife make, and then suddenly it's a real campaign. But he's got a website now in which he's answering some of the attacks on him. We mentioned that Ethics Committee visit. He was reprimanded back in 1997 and fined, and he eventually resigned from Congress. Of course, there's questions about, his first two wives. A daughter has come forward to say, the bedside visit of the wife who had cancer wasn't what it's portrayed as. But, tonight is supposed to be about foreign policy. So let's listen to his response to his questions about President Obama's actions in Libya. Now, early on, he told Fox News that President Obama was, foot-dragging. He should exercise a no-fly zone this evening. President Obama did exercise a no-fly zone, and then 16 days later, this is what Newt Gingrich said on the Today Show.
I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi. I think there are a lot of allies in the region that we could have worked with. I would not have used American and European forces.
Susan Page, does he have more flip-flops perhaps to answer to than maybe Mitt Romney?
Oh, I think that's definitely true, because Newt Gingrich is always provocative. He has a lot of ideas. One of his old friends, Ed Rollins, who I interviewed for the story I did, said that he's got 25 ideas coming out of his head all the time. 20 of them are smart, 5 of them are idiotic, but he loves them all equally. So on any number of things, the Libya thing was a very clear flip-flop. Healthcare mandates, there was a time when he was supporting the idea of individual healthcare mandates, which he now denounces. The Medicare plan that was put forward by the House Budget Chairman, Paul Ryan, he described that as right-wing social engineering. Days later, he said he supported the idea. He really walked back his criticism of that. But what makes it not catastrophic for Newt Gingrich is that he always has an explanation. He just buries you in a flood of words and historical references and explanations about changed circumstances or lessons learned. It's so unlike, say, Rick Perry, when he was challenged on his position on immigration and has still failed to come up with an effective response. It is very, very hard for anybody to stump Newt Gingrich.
Well, so Susan Page, in the minute or so we have, what do you expect it to be like tonight?
I think that we're going to hear a lot about the super committee, actually the failure of the super committee, even though this is supposed to be a national security debate. We're going to hear about the cuts coming in defense spending because that's going to be one of the consequences that lies ahead because the super committee was unable to come up with a deal. And I think that you'll see Newt Gingrich in the crosshairs for the first time. We've already seen Michelle Bachmann sending out email after email critical of Newt Gingrich, so we know that at least she will be aiming her fire at him.
Well, and you mentioned the super committee. You know, some are saying that the Democrats in some ways win because it's the military that takes the biggest cuts as opposed to entitlements, and because the Bush-era tax cuts are not extended.
Well, I'll say two things. One is I think Americans look at this and they say a pox on both their houses. Nobody looks good in the failure of this deal, including congressional Democrats. And for President Obama, a big risk here because the failure of the super committee could undermine economic confidence. We saw that happen in April and August when Congress came up to the brink, was unable to deliver a big deal on the economy. And if that happens, that could actually hurt our very fragile recovery, and nothing would be worse for Barack Obama than to have a weaker economy.
And I'm sure we're going to hear pretty much those very words from some of the candidates tonight. Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Robin, it was great to be with you.